Yo, what's going on? This is Relaxing LD underscore Jackson, and we are back yet again for an episode of the Highly Advised Podcast. It is me and Big Cozy here.
Saint yep, Kitts yep.
With us tonight, but he is here in spirit, mind, not body, but he is here with us. It is all good. How are you?
Well, I would like to start off as saying I'm doing good. So to answer your question, so I don't disrespect you, because I know you spent a lot of time on that intro. Listeners, you didn't notice this, but he was really reciting what he wanted to say. But I was like, fuck it, just wing it, because they're going to like the intro regardless. So that's what he's doing. He's winging it. Shouts out to Spence. I know he was doing a tour. He said that he was on his way to attend the Grand Prix. So yes. Now that he's completed his excursion, I would like to say that he is back at his domain, and wherever that may be, I don't know. He keeps a secret from us, so Listeners, you're gonna have to DM him for the address. Don't hit us up. If you didn't know, now you know. It's Big Cozy, Too Cozy, aka the Tribal Chief, aka the head of the table, aka the man with the plan, aka the genius. And I'm not going to finish that sentence because I don't want it to be X-rated. So shouts out to my brethren. Shouts out to my brother. And shouts out to all the listeners and viewers. Make sure you check us out at what? The Highly Advised Podcast on Instagram. Advise Highly on Twitter. And please make sure you subscribe to us at our YouTube, The Highly Advised Podcast. As usual, make sure you like, subscribe, of course. Make sure you leave comments. Tell a friend, tell a family member, tell your baby mama, tell your baby daddy. So, and tell your side piece, the one that you love cheating on. So, There we go. We're here for episode 111. This should be a cool episode, listeners. This should be kind of smooth. Before we get into these topics and before we start talking about what the fuck been going on, I just want to ask Nigel, how has your past 7 days been?
Not so bad, man. I've been chilling out, you know, peacefully. Things have been good. Been getting acclimated in my new space, and you know, things aren't so bad. I think I'm in a good spot right now. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. I can't even complain. I am not going to hold you, my brother.
That's what's up.
Things are better than what they have been in the past. And when I mean the past, I mean many, many moons ago, many, many years ago, many, many decades ago. Maybe a century. Maybe an eon. Who fucking knows? And right now, who cares?
Right.
But let's just get into this episode right now. First, fuck it. Let's just go ahead and start off with what are our favorite things to talk about? Music, rap music. Is there anything specific that you have been tuned into lately since the last time we spoke and hop on the podcast?
So it's funny because I've been listening to RLX's project, and well, correction, he's put out multiple projects within the last few months with another one on the way soon enough. And I've been listening to Real Life Experience with him and Michelangelo. I've been enjoying that project quite a bit. RLX is a good rapper, and I feel like with him putting out these projects over and over and over again, I think it is possible he might get a little bit of buzz by the end of this year leading into next year. Actually, I feel like it kind of feels that way, but maybe then again, I am also tuned in, so I could be a little biased.
Fair enough. I'm also tuned in. I also fuck with RLX. I think Real Life Experience is probably one of my favorite projects of the year when it comes to rap music. And I think it's dope. Shouts out to Michelangelo because he's a dope ass producer as well. I wonder who his influences are, because I really like the samples and I like how he puts his production together. I enjoy RLX's rapping a lot. It's very as what the project says, real life experience. I feel like what he's talking about is his experiences, and it feels real, feels authentic, no bullshit, none of that typical, you know, I'm fucking your bitch, whipping the pots, beating the babies, none of that bullshit. It's all like real music, which I know, as for you and I, appreciate real rap music, so we would like that. Another project that kind of dropped recently, and we didn't really touch on it because I know we didn't hop on the podcast last week to give the listeners what they want, but BSF, Black Soprano Family, Betty the Butcher, and Friends, I would like to say, not to disrespect his friends, but there's quite a few artists, and I don't feel like listing all of them at this moment. They dropped a project called Long Live DJ Shay. It's a tribute mixtape, or not mixtape, or album to the DJ that has passed, that was around Betty, named DJ Shay. What did you think, Nigel? What did you appreciate the album, or did you think that it's not something that you're gonna put in your rotation?
So, what was the name of the mixtape they put out like a year ago or so?
I think it was called Trust the Sopranos or Beat the Sopranos, something like that.
So I didn't really like that project all that much. And I thought it was just okay. And okay, I was kind of expecting this project to just kind of be on that, the par of that project.
Okay.
But this project actually kind of surprised me. I thought it was good. It was better than that project. I'm not going to say this is like album of the year by any means, but this is worth a listen. And I think it definitely, it meets the goal of what I think it was trying to do, which was like have that sound of the 90s. And it does do that, okay, but it also does it so where it doesn't sound like old, you know, like it sounds like they're just doing it for the modern time.
You know, I agree. I liked it. I thought it was a solid project. I think they did DJ Shay proud. If that was the goal, I think it was solid. I think their target audience should be satisfied with the offerings that they put out. And shouts out to the whole BSF. Now that they dropped this album, I would like to see each individual member now put out solo projects. I already know that Rick Hyde and Heeb, they already put out solo projects, but it's time to flood the game again with another solo project. Because if these guys don't want to be under like Betty the Butcher artist and be their own artists, you know, they got to flood the gates and keep putting out quality music that us fans are going to appreciate. So I, of course, I'm not the A&R or their fucking manager, so they know what they're doing and they know what's best for them. But that's what I would like to see. I would like to see more solo projects with the BSF artists. I know Betty's working on the Def Jam debut, so we're just going to be patient with that. This next piece of music, I want to say, I know that you're not a big fan of.
Yep,
I gotta give love to the dude.
I was actually gonna say that before we got into it, and I'm a little biased before we even, I guess, talk about it, so I didn't really give it much of a listen. So I'll just say that.
Nav, listeners, Nav dropped his latest album, Demons Protected by Angels. Now, listeners, between Nigel and I, and Spence and I am the Nav fan amongst the trio.
Fair enough.
I like Nav. I thought his Bad Habits album was kind of dope. I fucked with Good Intentions or Bad Intentions or whatever. I like Emergency Tsunami. I even like some of the older stuff. Like what was the one with him and Metro Boomin, Perfect Timing. I fucked with that too. The self-titled one was cool too. Demons Protected by Angels is not my favorite Nav project at all. I listened to the album more than once, and there's some songs in there that I do like. Like the standout song for me is the song called Baby. And I think that song was dope. But there's just a lot of songs in there where I'm kind of like, woof, kind of sounds like a robot.
Okay.
And the autotune is heavy.
Okay.
The autotune is strong.
It's very strong.
And he's singing or harmonizing, whatever, and not necessarily spit. And I understand, like, with Nav, you're not going to get a rapper's, like, somebody actually rapping, somebody, like, the other artists we just mentioned. We're not going to get that. I don't expect that from him, but I also expect something that's more. It doesn't sound like it's just auto-tune over a beat.
So it wasn't the fact that it was the singy rap that bothered you, because that's kind of his thing. It's the fact that it was very heavy auto-tune.
Correct.
Extremely heavy, I'm assuming, on certain songs.
Yes. And in that case, for me, that could turn me off. I don't mind auto-tune. I understand that's just the name of the game of today's rap game, which is cool. Some artists use it really well. Some artists are just awful. Just fucking awful, cesspool. But Nav, on this album, my expectations were a little high, and maybe that's why I was disappointed. Maybe I should have went into it with low expectations.
Now, I didn't listen to this next project either, but did you get a chance to listen to ESTG's project? I know I've been seeing Spence talk about it here and there.
I did, and it was okay. It was all right. He's a rapper where I prefer him rapping over singing. There's a couple songs where he's used auto-tune, which, okay, all right. Once again, it's the name of the game today. It was nothing to go home about or knock it out the park. Yeah, there's some songs on there that's cool, but for the most of it, it feels like shit I already heard from the last album he dropped earlier. So it's just sounds like it is an extension of that.
To me personally, I got to give his music a chance. I never really took out the time to listen to an ESTG project, so I don't know if it will be good or bad. So I don't have much to say right now. I'll give it a chance, and I'll have something to say by the time we come back.
Don't promise the people something that you won't do.
I will listen to the project. I'll listen to it probably after I listen to Kiss the Ring, because I'm going to listen to that first, more than likely.
Okay, so let's get into it. Listeners, if you didn't know, West Side Gun and Rope Streets officially announced Rope Streets' Griselda debut project called Kiss the Ring. They teased it before, now it's official. It's supposed to drop September 30th, so by the time this episode comes out, it still hasn't came out, but hey, it gives you a chance, listeners, to check out some of his older stuff. Now, I've been championing Rope Streets for a minute now, towards Spence and Nigel. Spence has hopped on board. He's fucks with it. Nigel kind of took him a while.
It takes me a bit with a lot of stuff.
And I don't understand why, because like majority of the time, and I say majority, not all the time, majority, I would say what, 85% of the time, you're kind of like, you know what, Lyle? I fucks with this. You're right. The other 15% of the time, usually it's artists that I actually forget to talk about with you. Unless we both find it extremely funny and we like to laugh about it. But I'm excited for Kiss the Ring. I hope it's a good project. Usually things under Griselda, we already know, usually, hey, it could be a guaranteed winning sound.
You know, I'm going to listen to it, but it's funny you said, like, I think my recommendations are pretty good as well. Like, I think we both give, like, I would say a percentage, 80% of the time you're going to like what we suggest. I think we have a pretty damn good percentage of giving a good suggestion of music or whatever the case is.
So me 85%, you 80 is what you're saying?
I think I hit 80 and you hit 80. Or you think it's higher than that?
I'll say 80, give or take. All right.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
So listeners, recently there's been a hack over at Rockstar, or I should say, it seems like a server of Rockstar. A hacker got in and they leaked a decent bit of footage, developmental footage of Grand Theft Auto 6. And they, being Rockstar, have put out a statement saying, hey, the footage was real, but it will not reflect the final version of the game we were putting out. Stay tuned. This guy's obviously going to get in a lot of trouble. What do you think about this law? Because we haven't really spoken about this.
Well, I remember when it first came out, it kind of like blew up on Twitter and everybody was like going crazy. You have some stupid people saying like, oh, if the game looks like this, this is trash, whatever. But anyway, I think it's actually kind of wild that somebody was able to fucking hack the headquarters of Rockstar, still like what, 90 videos of footage, even though it's like early footage from like 3 years ago. Still though, that's like still crazy. Motherfucker put it out, people share their opinions of it, and then I think the big story of it is the fact that the motherfucker wants a ransom,
right? And
the hacker, listeners or viewers, motherfucker was like, hey, I want something nothing less than five figures. Don't call my phone if it's anything less. He says he's going to sell the source code, yada, yada, yada. And within those leaks and shit, apparently Bully 2 was in development, something that I know a lot of fans were excited and hoping that would, that series would come back. One thing I will say is, shouts out to Rockstar for saying, hey, this won't delay the game. So it makes me think this early development footage is what it was. Hey, this is early. This is not, as what they said, a reflection on the current product of where it stands. So I think that's dope. I think that's cool that they get in front of it. I did see today at the time of this recording that the FBI is getting involved in it. So it must be like a serious situation behind the scenes. I don't think the hacker is not going to get his fucking money. He's better off just breaking his toes and falling off a building, because Rockstar, they're not going to cough up. Damn sure not coughing up nothing more than five figures for sure.
You know, I think it kind of sucks for the workers. Like, it's cool. Like, of course, me being a person who's going to buy the game at the end of the day, like, it's cool because I get to see what they've been working on this whole time. But at the same point in time, I know that they are working on it to be like a big surprise, and we could all see it as a big surprise. That's why I didn't really watch any of the gameplay to see as to what's coming out, because I want it to be, you know, a surprise and be presented in the last version of what it's supposed to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Cause, like, I watched one video with the female protagonist, or whoever she's going to be, or whatever her name is. I watched it and I didn't really get too deep into it, but I was kind of like, well, I guess it's true that, hey, you could now be a female in Grand Theft Auto. And I think it's dope. I think it's cool. It's a different directions or whatever. Right. But I didn't spend my time trying to find all 90 videos to see what the fuck is going on. Because just like as you were saying, I would like to see the final product itself. Because me spending my time to see all that shit, it's not going to reflect on what we're going to get in a couple of years anyway. So
right.
Whatever. Shouts out to the hacker. You know, he got his 15 minutes of fame. I wonder if it was worth what he did.
Now, somebody else who did something that was definitely a crime, Robert Sarver, the owner of the Suns was apparently speaking to the people who were working underneath him in a derogatory way, to be simple and plain about it. So
go ahead, my thought.
You're good.
Yeah, so basically, viewers and listeners, the NBA completed their investigation of the Phoenix Suns owner, Robert Sarver, and they found some things, like the dude saying the N-word a few times, and he made sexual-related comments to the female employees of the Suns organization. And because of that, they hit him with a $10 million fine, which I think is the largest fine the NBA could have gave out, and a 1-year suspension. Now, the dude definitely does deserve to get punished. No doubt about that. There's a debate saying, hey, should he get the boot? Kind of like Donald Sterling got the boot years ago, the former owner of the Clippers. So as of right now, at the time of this recording, of course, all we know is he got fined and he got the 1-year suspension. We won't know if they're going to take further action past this, because apparently a lot of NBA players want some God from the organization of the Suns. So it's going to be interesting development. I'm pretty sure something more will come out of this after this episode drops.
So do you think he should lose his job?
If the dude was throwing out the N-word like that, yeah. Here's how I say it. See it. Your friend, you are owner of a franchise where the people that make you the most money are black people. So if it's put out there publicly, you're out there throwing around the N-word. How do you expect those people that those N-words are referring to are going to respect and want to play for you? That's demoralizing and disrespectful. I don't think that's fair to them. I don't think it's fair to the employees of the Suns organization. And I don't think that's fair to the fans of the organization. Nobody told this dude to say the N-word. Nobody told him. Nobody also told him to make sexual related comments in the workplace. So this is your own actions. So if he's gone, then he's gone. Fuck him. What are your thoughts on it?
To me, I feel like as an owner of a franchise, you have to know who your employees are. And at the end of the day, these people, you know, are getting paychecks from him. So it's like, how can you go around disrespecting these people who essentially are earning you money, who are bringing money in the building? Because it's not the owners who are bringing the money in the building. It's the players. So I feel like you have to be somewhat, or not even somewhat, but familiar with things like that, especially that are very serious issues. So to me personally, I feel like if you don't know that, then maybe you shouldn't own a basketball team.
Hey, I think it's just really unfortunate for the ones that are really affected by this, because I'm not saying that their lives are over or they're going to be traumatized, but knowing that, hey, the owner is willingly saying a derogatory term that's offensive to me in the same people of my same ethnic background, it's kind of not motivating to play for you or want to be part of this franchise. I might demand a trade if I'm able to do that.
Right.
Or I might go on fucking strike and not fucking play until this whole shit is situated. Like, I would like to hear the players of the Phoenix Suns. I would like to hear their perspectives on the situations. I'm pretty sure with media days and press conference coming up, since the NBA season is about to kick off in a couple months, we're going to hear more from the Suns players.
Now, I guess switching over to football, have you watched that since that season's already started?
Yeah, I've been watching. My team is 1-1 right now. We should be 2-0, but hey, whatever.
Now, who'd y'all win against?
So we beat the Jaguars, but we lost to the motherfucking Lions.
How'd y'all lose to the Lions?
$1 million fucking question. Why did we lose to the Lions? We know how. Defense sucked.
Okay.
That first half was awful. God awful. Second half, we came back and we kind of balled out a little bit, but it was a little too late when we started balling out a little bit. So even though we didn't get blown out by the end of the game, we were getting blown out in that first half, which cost us the fucking game. And I just think that if our defense doesn't tighten up, and I don't know if you got to get rid of our coordinator, but this is going to keep fucking happening. We should be 2-0 heading into next week.
I'm just going to keep it, you know, simple, since I am, you know, a diehard Steelers fan, as I said before. But pretty much a lot of people have been going on about Mitchell Trubisky and our offensive coordinator. And I think Mitchell's been all right. I don't think he's been playing really that bad, but I don't think he's necessarily that great either. So you should expect mixed results. That's pretty much what it's been. We're 1-1 just like y'all. I can't talk any shit, or else I would be talking shit, but I can't.
Well, you know who also can't talk shit and their team is 1-1?
Who's that?
Spence.
Oh, yeah. They just lost last night, didn't they? Yeah,
they also got blown out.
How much did they lose by?
It was 24-7, I think. Jalen Hurts blew their team's back out. Yeah.
Damn. Well, hey, shouts out to the Vikings, man.
Shouts out to Spence. I wonder how he's coping with it.
That's probably why he's not here right now.
Nah, he probably doesn't care. He's probably somewhere in fucking like Alaska sipping on mimosas or some shit.
Now, you and Spence, y'all both watched the Alvarez fight that happened over the weekend. I know it was a trilogy between Alvarez and Triple G. I didn't get to watch it. What do you think?
I didn't watch it either.
Oh, I thought you watched it.
No, I didn't watch that shit. That shit was on DAZN. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't. I'm not. I don't have the DAZN app listeners or viewers. I don't. I could care less to own the DAZN app. And it also wasn't like a big fight for me to go crazy about either. I mean, Triple G and Canelo, yeah, they're big time fighters, but that trilogy was a fight that nobody really wanted. Triple G is 40. People felt like Canelo waited a long time to fight Triple G. He should have fought him years ago, not wait till the dude was fucking 40 years old. And I understand that Triple G is a unified champion at 160 pounds, but he was moving up in weight. I actually thought Triple G was going to get knocked out, but he did it. He survived. From the people I follow pertaining to boxing, they were stating like, hey, it was basically a wash. Maybe Triple G won about two rounds and that's it. So to me, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't care. I would like to see Canelo start fighting guys that deserve the shot at the belt, like a Charlo or fucking David Benavidez. I don't want to see him fight fucking bums. I don't want to see him fight fucking cans. I'm not saying Canelo's a duck, and I'm not saying Canelo cherry picks opponents. I'm not saying that. I just want to see him fight the top, you know, the next in line guys. I don't want to see him fight some bums. I couldn't care less.
I think that's the crazy thing about boxing, because we usually don't get the fights that we want to see, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So when they were talking about the Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford fight, I was just like, oh, okay, that fight I'm very interested in, because like me being an outsider of the boxing world, I do know that those are two of the top boxers. And to me, that makes me interested as a fan.
Yeah, I'm going to see it. I definitely going to spend my hard earned money on that pay-per-view. I have a feeling it might be fucking, it's either going to be on Fox or Showtime. If it's on Showtime, it might be a challenging experience to fucking get that pay-per-view, but whatever, right? I want to see it. I think these are two of the best fighters in their weight class, two pound for pound kings. I want to say this is easily a 50-50 fight. Either guys can win this fight, and I think this is a battle of 1A versus 1B.
Who do you have going into the fight? Well, if it is to be made, we'll see.
Yeah, if it's 100% official or whatever like that, I'm leading over towards Terrence Crawford right now.
I don't know. I'll have to watch some more fights in order to have a real good like opinion on who's going to win. So we'll see.
Maybe we should do that. We should pull up like their recent, what?
Last two fights each.
Yeah, last two fights each. And then from there, we should, next time we hop on a podcast, we give the listeners a real thoughts about
Neat it. Dive.
Yeah.
So listeners, recently, Brazilian legend Jose Aldo announced his retirement from MMA. Featherweight legend recently moved down to bantamweight to try and compete for the title. Never really got the title, but is still a contender at the weight class. Or I should say was, and he just recently announced his retirement. I think being one of the longer reigning, if not the longest reigning featherweight champion of all time, should say something. And we could talk about, you know, the WBC belt, but we all know that's essentially the UFC belt, because that division was melded into the UFC over time.
Yeah, long live the King of Rio, as some people are going to say. Shouts out to Jose Aldo. Absolutely, first ballot Hall of Famer. You could definitely give a good argument that he's the greatest featherweight fighter of all time in mixed martial arts. I understand that I think Max Hall is out of the conversation now, but I understand how some people would think Volkanovski is up there. But if you want to say Jose Aldo, I won't be mad at you. This dude had an impeccable career. He's only lost to the best fighters in the world. Even the last guy that he fought, Barab. I'm not saying Barab is going to be a champion or whatever, but Barab is a top 10 fighter in the world right now at 135 pounds. Jose Aldo has fought the best, beat a lot of the best, has never ducked competition, never was into politics. I think the only negative thing you can say about Jose Aldo, which is not a big deal, was, hey, he's not a pay-per-view draw. But if you're the MMA community, like if you're a real fan of MMA, like Nigel and myself, sometimes that shit doesn't really fucking, we don't really give a fuck about that. So shouts out to Jose Aldo. I think the rumor is that he might get into boxing now. If that's what he decides to do, good luck to him. But as far as the MMA career, he's had a hell of a career. It's nothing else. There was nothing else left for him to prove, really. Nothing else. So shouts out to Jose Aldo. He'll definitely get in the Hall of Fame very soon.
Now, listeners, we've had a few unfortunate things happen throughout the week, and we wanted to get some time out to just mention them and, you know, give our thoughts and prayers to the families and to the people who were affected by the events. We had a few deaths, but we also have Hurricane Fiona going on. That's affecting the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico right now. I think it just passed over Puerto Rico, but it's hitting the Dominican Republic currently. So definitely, you know, we hope that everybody living in those areas are safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Shouts out to everybody there that's dealing with that, because hurricanes is a nightmare situation, and especially for the people of the DR and the people of the PR, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic. They're out in the middle of the motherfucking ocean. So if a hurricane's hitting them, it's serious.
Right.
You know, a hurricane is serious, period. But for them, I know they're getting it pretty bad.
Exactly.
So definitely shouts out to them, and I know they're going to be recovering for a little bit, so hopefully they recover and just be able to live life past this. I understand it's a struggle, and hopefully everybody can survive this nightmare of a hurricane.
There is a death in the MMA community. The UFC fighter and Ultimate Fighter winner, Elias Theodoru, passed away. He didn't say that he had cancer to the public, but we found that out after his passing, and he was a relatively young guy. He's only 34, well liked in the community, and it's definitely a loss.
Yeah, definitely rest in peace to Elias. I remember him. Remember watching him during his UFC tenure. I also seen him fight in the PFL as well. I also remember when he kind of became a little meme on the internet for being like the first ring card male, right, of an organization that's notable with Evicta. So shouts out to Elias's family, friends, and supporters. Definitely condolences and prayers to those guys, because they're the ones that has to deal with it directly and personally, and they're affected. And it's just very sad, you know? It kind of reminds me of like a Chadwick Boseman situation where he just kept it close to the chest. And then I just, unfortunately, you know, he's moved on, and it's very sad. And hopefully people can remember him for all the positives, because I've seen the outpouring support and love that the show for Elias, and it's never been nothing bad. It sounds like this dude was just genuinely a good dude in the world of mixed martial arts. So definitely rest in peace.
Another recent passing we had was PNB Rock. He was unfortunately held up at gunpoint, shot, and, you know, robbed. And it's very unfortunate that happened, especially in the way that it happened too, because there's a lot of confusion about as to how it went down and to how they were able to find his location and whether it was him or his girlfriend. And it turns out they both posted pictures, and it was just the whole thing. It was a blame game when in reality, really, you know, the victim was PNB Rock and, you know, I guess his loved ones. And it's unfortunate that it happened at all. And it was kind of weird, because I saw videos of him talking about being held up, like, you know, a couple times prior. And unfortunately, this time was just the one that didn't end.
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy going on with this one as well. Rest in peace to PNB Rock. It's very unfortunate that the man had to lose his life in front of his, if I'm not mistaken, that's the mother of his children, had to lose his life in front of her. It definitely shouts out to the mother of his children, because you got to pray for her too, because she saw her partner, her significant other, her children's father pass away right in front of her in such a tragic event. I know people are sitting there debating on whose fault it is. I think all that is bullshit. I think the most important thing is somebody lost their life due to gun violence. It could have been something that's been avoided. And it's very unfortunate and it sucks to for PNB Rock and his family and his loved ones and his supporters to go through that. The dude was very young, 30 years old, and got his life taken away. And it's crazy because I feel like this year has been a year where there's been bad rappers dying.
Yeah,
And
it's crazy.
I just hope that I hope it's very unfortunate PNB Rock is the latest one to pass away, but I'm hoping that this trend of young rappers dying stops.
It's wild, man. Like, you see a lot of people like passing away at a very young age, and it's like not because they're getting old and aging, through the rap game. It's because they're dying of drugs or guns or some random, well, I don't even want to say random, just something that isn't old age. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. And you can only imagine the trauma of the family of what they have to go through too.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going through a lot.
Yeah.
Now, listeners, not now, but I guess in the near future, in the year 2025, there are plans that NASA has recently announced that they are trying to go to the moon, and they are also trying to, I guess, land there for the first time, I guess, in what, like how many years? Like 60 years, something like that.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Okay, well, a long time, listeners. I don't know when the moon landing was, so I'm not going to try and guess the date.
Yeah. Well, if it goes down in the next few years as what's being planned, as the according to the plan of what's the mission's called, the Artemis 3. If the Artemis 3 goes according to plan and it does go down and we do see astronauts take off into space and land on the moon, I think that's going to be groundbreaking. I think that's going to be dope and I think that'll be amazing. I know it's been always big curiosity for a lot of people. Why haven't we been back to the moon or why can't we travel to other planets, et cetera, et cetera? I believe if you Google a lot or you do your research online, viewers and listeners, that it's not necessarily the technology that's been preventing us, but I think it's been a funding thing. There's of course there's a lot of politics that go on with that. It's not just cut and dry with things like that. So it'd be cool if they do go if everything goes according to plan and they could go to space. I think that'd be fucking cool. It honestly is kind of it's about time. Why are we in space more often? That's how I see it. There's a whole and of course we're not gonna be able to explore the galaxies beyond our reach and perception, but shit. We should have been on the motherfucking moon. We should have been let's fuck around and see what's in the solar system. Something.
I'm in no rush to go to the moon, yeah. I'm not. Not at
Why?
all. Because, like, we don't know what's up there.
We don't, but it's I the way I see it
Do you want to be the first person to go to the moon?
if I was in a situation where I had the opportunity to be one of the first few people to go to the moon, yeah, I would go.
I would
That's
not
like,
do that.
I mean, and that's fair to you, but to me, that's life changing.
Yeah,
Once you leave the planet Earth and you view space, this thing, this unknown fucking thing, remember, the two most unknown things to mankind, and we probably don't have the currently, we don't have the knowledge or the capacity or even the imagination to even figure out the origins and control it and to even master it is time and space. I think this is a cool direction into just discovering shit. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. There might be some alien life form up there, whatever.
not
To
even
me,
alien life form though, like just it Literally, that is the most, one of the most unknown things you can possibly put yourself into. Like, if you were the first person to land on the moon, you literally have no idea what's up there. It doesn't have to be an alien. It could be something you don't expect because it's the fucking moon. Like, you know?
I mean, I'm just saying, what about motherfuckers who like to fly planes? Motherfuckers who
know, you're on Earth.
Okay, what about the people that's flying out of space to space stations? That you don't know what's outside of Earth's atmosphere.
That's fair. I feel safer there than on the moon.
I'm just saying, it's going to happen at some point. Somebody's going to do it, and it's going to lead to, better things for our world, man. If we always stayed confined under a rock, we will never evolve, or we will never gain the current intelligence or knowledge that we have today. So at some point, we're going to have to expand, go beyond this world. We have to. If not, everything will always continue to be imagination and fantasy. And I don't think that's going to be like that. 100 years from now, when we're fucking, you know, when our time is up and the next generation is taking over, the moon might not even be the moon might just be a vacation spot. They might fucking, hey, we're now really fucking with Mars or whatever exoplanet they keep discovering past our solar system. I'm just saying, we can't live under a rock forever. I mean, it sounds like you wouldn't be a caveman till the end of time.
I just don't want to be the first person to do it. I'm good.
I'm not saying that's fine. You don't want to be the first person, but I'm not afraid like you are. So
that's crazy. I have to be afraid. Well, nah, but do you have anything else for the listeners?
I do.
What's up?
So, listeners, we got to bring you sad news. Mm. The sad news is Nigel Spence and I will have to take a brief hiatus from the podcast for a few weeks, maybe several weeks. We don't know. Don't pin us to a timeline, but we do have to take a brief hiatus. This will be the last episode you hear from us for a little bit. All three of us have very important things to handle and take care of in our individual and personal lives. Nothing negative, but when you got shit going on, sometimes you have to make sure the priorities are handled first before you handle secondary things.
Exactly. And
so, but in the meantime, it's not like we're just going to sit around and fuck off and not do shit. In the meantime, while we're handling our very important businesses among all three of us, we will be game planning, have a meeting of the minds to bring the podcast better than what it was at the time of this recording. And we're very confident that when we do bring the podcast back, it will be a better version, a better platform, and a better format than what you're used to listening to, what you're used to viewing, and what you're used to supporting. And we appreciate all the listens, the views, and support at this point. And when we do return, we hope you guys fuck with us even more, and we tell a friend. We always recommend you guys to make sure you check us out at our social media platforms, which is Instagram at the Highly Vice Podcast, Twitter at Vice Highly, and of course the YouTube, the Highly Vice Podcast. Make sure you subscribe there. We're just trying to come back, be better than before. But sometimes you kind of need to take a break, but sometimes you need to kind of dial back, view the landscape before you conquer the world.
I don't have anything to add to that. I think that was well said. So, listeners, you've been highly advised. This is not goodbye. This is see you later. We're out. Shusha.